Swan and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, there is little change in the situation currently facing the old fellows. And as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store and library having a fairly difficult time trying to concentrate on his worries because of Cedric's insistent demands for aid in doing his schoolwork. Listen.
Cedric, how many times do I have to tell you I can't help you write no theme for school today? I've got too many other things on my mind to think about. Trouble in the home, trouble at the store, trouble everywhere, not a thought to think.
Yes, Mom, but I sure need help bad. This is a hard theme I've got to write this time, Mr. Abner.
Well, I'd love to help you, Cedric, but I just can't do it today.
I'd do it by myself, but it's got me whipped, I think. Just too doggone tough for a boy my size.
Yeah, well, I'm sorrowful, Cedric, but I don't think it's right no way for me to be helping you with your schoolwork.
Well, I won't tell on you.
Well,
if you'll help me with this, and I promise I won't bother you no more.
Oh, my. Well, all right. I don't know where I'll be able to concentrate on anything today or not, Cedric, but go ahead. What's your subject this time?
Mom.
What are you supposed to write your theme about, Cedric?
Oh, well, it's a hard one. It's about Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog's Day?
Yes, Mom. That's the day after tomorrow, on February the 2nd. But I'm supposed to hand it in before that.
Blow me, is it that time of year already, February?
Yes, Mom.
How the weeks do fly past, blow me, blow.
Well, anyways, that's what I'm supposed to write about. Here's the topic Miss Platt gave me. Wrote it out for me on this piece of paper here.
It's scribbling.
Oh, she writes pretty, I think.
Oh, I was looking at it upside down. Yeah, it does look better that way, Cedric. Yeah.
Groundhog's Day, what it is and what it means.
Well, for the land's sake, Cedric, you don't call that a hard subject, do you?
Yes, Mom, I sure do.
Why, that's plumb easy. Just as easy as falling off a log. Well, what seems so hard about it to you, Cedric?
Well, there's two main questions that seem to bother me the most.
All right. What are they?
Well, they're both about Groundhog's Day.
Well, natural.
One of them is, what is it? And the other one is, what does it mean?
Well, law me, that's a whole subject of your theme, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. That's the part that seems to stump me the most. If I could once get over that hurdle, I believe I could get the rest of it good.
Well, you ought to be able to get the whole thing plumb easy, Cedric. That's the simplest one subject I ever heard. Your teacher, Miss Platt, ought to be ashamed of herself for giving you such a little old topics as that to write on.
Yes, Mom, she ought to.
Any little young'un in the fourth reader could write that, Cedric.
Well, that's what I'm in, the fourth reader.
Oh, yeah, that is right, ain't it?
Yes, Mom.
Well, I still think she oughtn't give you such easy stuff to do, though.
No, Mom, I'm the only kid in the fourth reader that's got a Social Security number.
Yeah, I know that, Cedric.
The only one.
Yeah.
Just me.
Yeah, well, here now, let's get this theme of yours wrote, because I've got other things I've got to worry about. Now, listen close now, Cedric. Look at me. Don't be staring out the window. Just take a half a second if you'll consult.
I'm pitching horseshoes over with the blacksmith.
Well, you listen to me now, dog. It's such simple junk as they hand out in the schools nowadays. Well, now, here it is, Cedric. Ever February the 2nd, the groundhog comes out of his hole. And if he sees a shadow, why, he goes back in. That means we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter. If he don't see a shadow, why, that means that winter's practical over. And that's all there are to it.
Yes, Mom.
Ain't nothing to it at all.
No, Mom.
Well, get busy now. Write that down.
Yes, Mom. Can I ask you just one little question about it first?
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Well, you said he always comes out on February the 2nd, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how does a groundhog know when it's February the 2nd, though?
Why, he just...
How does he know when that comes?
Well, see, the way that works, Cedric, he... Well, the groundhog... wonder how he does know that.
I've been studying on that. I can't figure it out.
No, but I never had thought of that before. That is sort of peculiar.
Well, it sure is.
Yeah.
I'm the only kid in the fourth reader that's got a social security number, but I can't get that.
Huh. Now, here's this little groundhog sitting there in the ground all winter long. It's dark down in there. Ain't got no electric lights. Not even a lantern. But somehow or other, that little rascal knows when it's February the 2nd.
That's just what I said, Mr. Edner.
Dogus, he must find that out some way.
Yeah. You don't reckon he's got a little calendar down there in his cave, do you?
Calendar?
Yes, ma'am.
Why, of course not. Cheshire Cat's silly. For one thing, I doubt if he'd have room down there for a calendar.
No, ma'am. He might dig the hole a little bigger, though.
Well, he could do that, reckon. But now, where in the world would a groundhog ever get a calendar, Cedric?
Well, we always get our calendars either from Mr. Huddleston's store or over here at your place. Sometimes both.
Yeah, but you ain't a groundhog, though, Cedric.
No, ma'am. I'm way younger, too big for...
Why, of course you are. You don't even look like one, hardly.
Oh, no, ma'am. I've got a social security number, and I don't guess groundhogs would have one of them, would they?
Oh, no. No, you ain't one of them, I know, Cedric, so just stop worrying about it now. You ain't a groundhog. I'll vouch for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You don't reckon he's getting a calendar somewhere then, huh?
Why, of course not, Cedric.
He might be sneaking one out somewhere.
Well, no, we just give out our calendars to customers. I know good and well we ain't got no groundhogs trading with us.
No, Mama, I never did see none trading. Don't reckon they send somebody else in to get it firm.
No, no.
Wait outside.
Well, even if the groundhog did get a hold of a calendar, Summers, he couldn't read it no way, Cedric. They can't read.
Well, sir, that thought run through my cranium, too.
Let me think now. Of course, I reckon maybe now the groundhog's papa might read that calendar and then tell him when it gets to be February the 2nd. No. What's the matter? None of them can read. They're all ignorance.
I never knowed one that could read.
See now. Just hold your horses here, Cedric. There's got to be a way that little rascal finds that out. February the 2nd.
I asked Tom Foster this morning about this, and he said that the groundhog don't actually know when February the 2nd gets here.
He don't?
No, ma'am.
Well, wait till then, Cedric. How come that the groundhog knows enough to come out of his hole on that day, then?
Well, Mr. Tom said that the groundhog waits till the 13th of February and then counts back 11 days, and then that's the 2nd.
Well, now, yeah, I reckon he could do... wait a minute, that wouldn't work. Cedric, that Tom was just joshing you.
He was. Well, I sort of thought he was, the way he said that. And all he kept laughing and slapping his leg.
Why, oh, sure. That Tom, he's always bantering somebody, joshing them. You can't put no defense in what he says, Cedric, farming.
I asked Mama this same question, and she said she weren't sure, but she figured the groundhog just got in the habit of coming out on that day.
Well, yes, he can do that.
How in the world did he get started in the first place?
That's what I want to know. How did he get into the habit? How come he always hits it right on the exact 2nd of February? If it's just a habit, why, he'd surely miss it sometimes. Come out on the 1st or the 3rd or maybe even the 10th. No, I don't believe that's explained it at all, Cedric.
Well, maybe he does miss it sometimes.
Well, he can't. It's right there on the calendar.
Oh,
it says right there what day he comes out, Cedric. And when something's once on the calendar, why, then it's got to stay right there. It can't be changed around.
Well, they changed Thanksgiving Day.
Well, but once when... Oh, good, wait a minute. That's right, ain't it?
Yes, Ma.
Huh. Wonder if the president has anything to do with this. Don't reckon he goes around and tells all the groundhogs when it's February. Oh, no, of course not. That couldn't be, no.
Well, Miss President might. She gets around a lot.
No, Cedric, no.
Well, them groundhogs has got to find out some way or other, though.
Yeah, they sure do, all right. Ain't no doubt about that. They got to find out or they wouldn't know how to come out on the 2nd day of February. But now, how they do it is a mystery to me. A mystery. M-I-S-T-R-E-Z, mysteries to me. Yes,
ma'am. It's one of them things to me, too.
Now, here they've been doing this for years and years now, and nobody's ever found that out. How do them little varmints know what date it is?
I don't know. It's got me puzzled.
Doggy, I'd hate to have somebody like that around. Somebody that knows something that you don't know. Sit there with that smart aleck look on her face and not say nothing. Getting so I hate and despise them little critters, Cedric.
Have you had some groundhogs sitting around in here?
Why, they've been... Well, no, but if they come in, I'm going to get shut up awful fast. I know that.
Oh, well, before you do, ask them about that February the 2nd business. I got to know that before tomorrow.
Well, what's the use in asking them? They can't talk. And even if they could, they wouldn't tell you. Not them little smart-aleck varmints. Another thing, how do they know they're supposed to go back in if they see their shadows? How do they know that?
I don't think I know that answer.
No, of course not. You don't know it. I don't know. I know it. Wait a minute. Let me get on that telephone. I've got a little call I want to make here.
Well, who are you calling up, Mr. Grandpap?
Grandpap? Oh, Lord, me Grandpap don't even know when it's February the 2nd itself.
Well, who is it then?
Huh?
I've got to get this theme in by tomorrow. I've got a Social Security card, but that don't
hey,
help me out none in this case.
Up a minute.
I've been
Be
worried
quiet.
About
Cedric, cash up. I can't hear. Hello? Is this Miss Platt?
We'll try to catch one this year.
This is Abner Peabody.
The blow it is, I don't know when February this thing is.
Yes, Mom. As a taxpaying citizen of Pine Ridge, I demand that you give our scholars easier lessons to do over there. Why, some of that stuff you're handing out there, a grade adult of a man couldn't get it. Hell, if things ain't changed over there, I'm going to stop paying taxes and what...
Again at the same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Gene Baker speaking. This is the Blue Network.